Gold, gold, gold. That is what you are about to start hearing in the mainstream media, especially places like CNBC, Yahoo Finance, and others alike. Why? Because it is picking up its pace. Central banks around the world are buying it. Wealthy people are buying it. And they understand why the time is now to own gold. I'm going to go over two stories, and I think it's very important that people pay attention, because when you own gold, not only is it God's money, not only is it the money that it states in the Constitution that this is the only form of money we should have, and the central planners got away from that and got us into a fiat currency. There is a very serious, deep understanding amongst elites around the world of what is happening geopolitically and economically, and they are positioning themselves in gold. So here we go. Let's go with some really interesting notes. First story, there's two of them down that I've got going. Analysts who correctly predicted gold's rally updates targets. Also, I'm going to put a link into for the company that I use to vault my gold. If people ask all the time, the link's down below. That's who I use to buy my gold and vault it. All right. Investors have many options for investing their hard-earned cash. Stocks and bonds or commodities like gold are among the most common choices. Stocks have been the biggest winner since the fall, but gold bugs can't complain. The precious metal has increased sharply since last summer, surprising many who thought that it would struggle as inflation fell and investors' interest returned to stocks. What you have to understand is inflation, gold is not just an inflation hedge. Gold is pricing in money printing, stimulus, things like that. And as we get closer and closer to the point when the Fed has to lower rates because things are turning down, things aren't looking well, that's when gold shines. If you'll remember, gold crushed it. It bottomed when the stocks were still crashing in 2008 and went on a multi-year terror. Something similar happened in 2004, 2005. We have seen times when gold outshines, outpaces stocks. Says, since last summer, one person who wasn't caught flat-footed by the gold rally is the streets pro Carly Gardner and analysts who has been using futures to track markets, including gold, for over 20 years. Last summer, Gardner suggested gold could be on the cusp of a big move, predicting the yellow metal not only breaks above resistance at 2100 to post new highs, but could take out the next step higher in the process. As of the recording of this video, gold is at $2,200 an ounce. Sure enough, that outlook panned out. Gold prices surged this month, closing at $2,208 per ounce on March 20th. The move caught Gardner's attention, leading to her update to update her gold price target. She says here, things like the war in Ukraine and all this kind of stuff, blah, 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 add to this. She says, it appears the market has finally been able to break out for no particular reason other than to catch up with the narratives that price action has been shrugging off. The improving gold price is somewhat at a point of the year, at a surprising point of the year. Historically, seasonality for gold prices in March have been lackluster. The fact that gold prices have moved up this much has Gardner drawing comparisons to 2010. That was a mania year in gold. She says, today's circumstances have a lot of similarities to the 2010 gold rally, in which there was a late 2009 rally followed by a shallow correction in February and January. Before a massive breakout to new all-time highs of 1250 back then, wrote Gardner. The buying finally exhausted itself in August of 2011, just under $2,000 an ounce. If you are doing the math, that's roughly a $700 run or a 56% increase in the gold price. If we experience a similar move, Gardner notes that it would not be out of the question to see gold continue up to $2,600 an ounce this time around. Now let's dive into what's going on CNBC, because they also have a story today that's out, and this is very important. Checking to see what's on this box. Nothing. Says here, this is out of CNBC, gold prices have been hitting record highs. Here's why the rally is far from over. Remember, this is in the mainstream media. The rally in gold continues with prices hitting all-time highs on Thursday. There's room for it to rise more as central banks continue to purchase bullion in record amounts. Prices could rise to $2,300 per ounce in the second half of 2024, especially against the backdrop of expectations that the U.S. Federal Reserve could cut rates in the second half of 2024. Says gold prices tend to share an inverse relationship with interest rates. As interest rates dip, gold becomes more appealing compared to fixed income assets such as bonds, which would yield weaker returns in a low interest rate environment. Says here, these purchases have strengthened gold prices, and we're talking about central banks from China and others. Says that these purchases have strengthened gold prices despite high interest rates and a strong dollar, market watchers told CNBC. Think about this. You have a time. Gold's moving up when the dollar is relatively strong to its past performance. This is really, really important to note. Why? Because normally it's when the dollar goes down that gold goes up. So we are seeing pressures in the gold market right now that we have never really seen before, which means during this next correction, when the dollar falls, when we see assets like the stock market fall, we're going to see a move higher in gold. Now, paper price of gold and the paper price of silver, ETFs, they sell off during a big, massive stock market sell-off. So be prepared for that. But I've been in stores when the gold and silver paper price is selling off, and they just put a blanket over their silver or gold coins, they go, it's not for sale. Because they don't even want to deal with the public going, well, it's supposed to be this much. Like, no, our prices haven't changed. And that's the power of physical precious metals. Now, it says here, we're talking about China, central bank, top buyer. China is the leading driver for both consumer demand and central bank gold purchases, and the country's not likely to slow down. Among central banks, the People's Bank of China was the largest buyer of gold in 2023. China's weak economy and embattled real estate sector also drove more investors towards the safe haven asset, with individual gold investment remaining robust. Look, do you want to be doing what wealthy people are doing and what central banks are doing, or do you want to be doing what the masses are doing? That's the only question. I own gold. I vault gold. I love silver even more than gold. Gold has a different place in my portfolio than silver, okay? Just make that very clear. I vault gold and silver with the company. I'll put it down below. I trust them. They've worked out good for me. It's not a recommendation. I'm not endorsing any one company or another, but they work great for me, okay? So I'll put it down below. And it's liquid. Within 24 hours, I make a sell. That's in my bank account. That money's already in my bank account. So I like that. And it's physical. It's not like I'm buying an ETF or gold. It's actually physical metal that's stored in a vault. Hope you got something out of this. Let me know down below, what do you like? Hashtag silver or hashtag gold, whichever one you like better. I want to see. It's a nice little contest. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.